Mergers of big seed companies are on the minds of their smaller competitors. Hear what an independent seed company owner says about the future on Successful Farming Radio. Brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in your farm equipment, look no further than Kubota. To learn more, visit Kubota.com today.
I'm the neighbor that drives a Kubota. I scout, venture off the beaten path, tow, haul, fuel my passion, to be part of a bigger picture. This is why I do it. Kubota. Right now, a Kubota RTV can be yours with zero down and 0% financing for up to 48 months.
Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Mergers and acquisition of independent seed companies by the multinationals is creating a reduction in market share for the remaining independents. Should this be concerning or seen as an opportunity? Jim Schweigert is the president of Grow Alliance, a family-owned seed production company. He charted a timeline over the last decade and noted a 10.7% reduction in market share for independents. However, he says there is a lot of optimism.
There's at least two dozen new seed companies selling corn today that didn't sell seed in 2005. And several of those companies are selling more than 50,000 bags. So new entrants into the marketplace, companies that weren't acquired, doing well against multinational competition.
One key is what the multinationals are focusing on post-consolidation. Schweigert says it's not about growing market share. It's about saving costs, becoming more efficient, and driving more shareholder value. He says independent companies will pick up what's left behind, including new innovations from breeders.
One, you have some that are venture capital funded that have a lot of money. They don't exactly know what to do, but they know they want to put corn products into the marketplace and they've got the money to spend. The second group would be breeders either from a multinational or independent breeders on their own that know what they're doing, have good products, but are just trying to get to the market somehow.
Schweiger predicts the independent sector will find momentum over the next 3 to 5 years, especially in niche seed markets that the multinationals will ignore. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about the survival of small seed companies at agriculture.com.